Senator Joan Lovely is joining us. And Senator, welcome, and good to be talking with you.
Bill, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to be on and on for your listeners.
Well, I know you have been very busy in the last several weeks. You'd be busy anyways this time of year, I'm sure, with the legislature. But with the coronavirus, all of the impact that is having on the cities and towns, certainly in your district, how about an update from the state Senate point of view?
So you're right. We've been very busy. We've been, actually, my staff and I have been working remotely for the last about a week and a half or so, going on to 2 weeks, and the office remains very busy. So all calls are being funneled to my staff, and we're receiving many, many calls every single day. A couple of issues that are coming up that we're hearing a lot about is for unemployment benefits. So people are having problem getting through to the system because it's pretty flooded right now. So I would encourage people, particularly in my district, but anybody who might maybe listening, give our office a call. We will help you triage it. We'll help you get into the system through our contacts at unemployment. So I want people to know it's important that they are not gapped with receiving funds, unemployment funds. So give the office a call. The other thing that we're hearing quite a bit about, and it's all over the media, is this personal protective equipment that the hospitals and medical providers are short of. If anybody has any masks, the protective clothing, anything like that, please contact your, in Salem, it's the police department. You could contact City Hall. You could contact the hospital directly. Just don't show up at the emergency room to drop things off. And the handmade masks that people are making are great. They may not work in the hospital setting, though, but please continue to make those and get those out to people as well. So those are the big things that we're hearing right now, together with the day-to-day legislative process. We are still legislating daily. We're still having now remote informal sessions every Monday and Thursday because government still needs to function and work.
I'm thinking that there are people listening to this that are beyond your district, which would be Beverly, Peabody, Salem, Danvers, Topsfield, but they could also probably contact their state senator or state representative for maybe help in those areas. You mentioned the unemployment piece.
Correct. Yes. If you know who your state senator or state rep is and you're having problems in that area or any area, give your legislators a call. We're here to assist.
Did the unemployment spike happen a week ago? Is it just happening this week, or is that important even to ask, I guess?
I think that, it's important. I think last Thursday alone, usually I think there's under 1,000 applications made, in a week. I think last Thursday there were almost 20,000 in one day. So, yes, it's happening, and, as people are, being laid off from work, furloughed from employment, they're having to, impact the system. And so just be patient, and if you can't get through, call us, because we're here to help as well. We are also hopeful for the independent contractors and, the quote gig economy, that people who don't pay into the system, that we're planning that the stimulus money that's coming out of D.C. Will cover those people as well.
Yeah, it's very complicated as far as businesses are concerned, too. I'm sure you are hearing stories from local businesses that are really forced to lay people off, or whatever the term they're calling it, I guess.
We are, especially, in a city like Salem or the North Shore, we are strong in tourism. We have a strong restaurant industry. So most of these restaurants are closed because many don't do takeout. Some have turned to takeout, but still it's a small portion of what their business was. So all of those employees, all those cooks, all those servers are unemployed. And so they need our assistance as well. And we are here for them. I know a lot of restaurants have stepped up. They emptied out their freezers and all their pantries and gave them to their staff, while they're closed. This is going to have a huge impact. Currently, this Commonwealth collects about $100 million a month in meals tax alone. So this is going to have a big effect on our budgets going forward. And what that, it remains to be seen, but we're going to need the stimulus money that's coming out of D.C. to be able to, keep government going so we can assist our residents.
I know you're not really in the direct chain of command for local school districts and so on, being in the Senate, but obviously representing cities and towns and also interacting with, you know, mayors and town administrators and so on. What are you hearing from schools? Are they able to, you know, continue to educate at the you know, the K through 12 level? I know the colleges are all going online and so on, but what are you hearing from the schools?
Yeah, higher ed is much more prepared to do online learning so that, you know, these students can continue to earn their credits and get towards graduation. I'm hearing different things from different school districts. Some districts are better able to do this type of online learning where students will have like a MacBook or a Chromebook and teachers are actually able to interface. I'm hearing from some districts that weren't prepared for something like this, so they're doing other types of learning or e-learning, trying to get those types of instructional materials to the students by email or by, you know, that type of thing, so that students, again, can continue to learn. I've heard from parents, actually, who are struggling with now being home. They're not educators, they're parents. They're also trying to work remotely from home. And so, you know, how to balance that. I'm hearing there's positives to that, too, because families are spending more time together, and they're able to get outside together and to, you know, to take some walks and do some kind of family time, you know, with social distancing, not gathering, you know, in crowds, not going to playgrounds. Unfortunately, kids cannot gather in playgrounds right now. So, you know, so that everybody is trying their best to get through as we, you know, as we contemplate and figure this out.
Yeah, you pretty much hit it on the, you nailed it there. As far as just thinking too about one or two last questions is that as far as looking for reliable sources, I know cities and town websites have the latest information. The state, which we have links to for some of their information, we have links to that piece and so on. But any other anecdotal evidence or things that you've heard on different things from maybe around the North Shore that is of interest?
Well, I will tell you that, again, from the family standpoint, there's something really sweet going on in North Salem where people are putting teddy bears in their windows, in their front windows, and, you know, it's Count the Bears. So families are, you know, getting into their cars and going around with their little ones and looking for counting these bears in these front windows. I think it's pretty creative, different ways to keep families busy and, you know, because it's hard to be isolated away from friends, away from family. I mean, we're all practicing, you know, staying at home as much as we can. I mean, really only essential workers are supposed to be out working right now or, you know, actually that's been ordered by the governor. And so, you know, how do we keep this social isolation from setting in? It's really difficult. So, you know, remember to reach out to an elderly neighbor or a family member. You know, FaceTime. I'm hearing people are FaceTiming constantly. And that's to stay in touch because we're social beings. We're meant to be together. We're not meant to be apart. So I would just tell your listeners, you know, try to be together remotely as much as you can.
Well, there's definitely more difficult times ahead for us, but hopefully we can pull through this stuff. But Senator, thanks for the updates, and hopefully we can check back with you again at some point down the road here and find out and continue to get some additional information.
Appreciate it, Bill. Happy to come on anytime and give you updates.
You got it. Senator Joan Lovely from Salem, and here with us here on MSONewsSports.com.